Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
And that's a fact. Yeah, we're going to Jackson. Ain't never coming back.
Well, we got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. And we've been talking about Jackson.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Today's News at Noon is sponsored by ET Foods, where your family's food dollar goes farther. They're not fancy, but they're friendly. And by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It is 81 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A judge in New York has dismissed terrorism charges against Luigi Mangione in New York's case over the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, the judge keeping the state's second-degree murder charges in place. ABC News legal analyst Brian Buckmeyer.
This is absolutely premeditated from the eyes of the judge in terms of this ruling. Second-degree murder is when you have a premeditated murder of an individual. He's facing up to life in prison, 15 years to life in fact. But in terms of his intent was to kill the CEO of UnitedHealthcare, at least based on the grand jury results and the findings of the court. It was not to influence or coerce the civilian population for some sort of policy change. That's what the judge is making a distinction here.
Man accused of killing Charlie Kirk will appear before a judge in Utah today. It'll be Tyler Robinson's first court hearing since Kirk's murder last week. He was in dozens of movies and was an Oscar-winning director. Robert Redford has died. Jane Fonda saying he meant a lot to her and was beautiful in every way. This is ABC News. People living in a North Texas community are demanding action after a large pack of feral dogs was spotted roaming through residential neighborhoods. ABC's Jim Ryan has more from Dallas.
Seen first in ghostly nighttime doorbell camera images, the dogs, numbering in the dozens, now prowl through Godley, Texas at all hours.
They're in a pack mode. They're feral and they're aggressive, and I don't want them anywhere near any children whatsoever.
Heather Figueroa and her neighbors have appealed to town leaders for help, but have been told that Godley, whose population has grown 400% in 5 years, just doesn't have the resources to deal with the dog pack. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Despite rising inflation, consumer spending was up last month. There was a 0.5% increase from July to August, mostly because of spending on back-to-school items. The New York Times calls a $15 billion defamation suit filed against it by President Trump a meritless lawsuit. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Simpsons Tractor, WCCU Credit Union, Center Pharmacy, Gokenauer Insurance, Cardinal Glass CG, Allied Ready Mix, Southwest Tech, Total Protect, BL Signs, Colloy Contracting, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Sunshine and Giggles, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, P
PMI Windows, and Tony and Dana Doherty, Rural Mutual Insurance Company. And now stay tuned for the news at noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 81 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for partly cloudy and very warm conditions, a high of 85. Tonight, partly cloudy, patchy fog late, a low of 59. And tomorrow, partly sunny and continued unseasonably warm. Isolated showers or thunderstorms are possible in the afternoon with a high of 84. In Richland Center, it is a sunny 81 degrees.
Now's the time to cash in on big savings at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Get up to $10,500 off in pre-ordered savings on select hay and forage equipment, including roll belt round balers and Discbine disc mower conditioners. Need more? How about up to a $1,500 trade-in allowance on qualifying Discbine disc mower conditioners? That's right. Upgrade your hang operation with the power, reliability, and performance of New Holland equipment and put more money back in your pocket. But don't wait too long. These special offers end September 30th. Call or stop in today and talk to the team at Simpson Tractor in Richland Center, where service meets savings in the field.
If you're worried about the cost of college, you're not alone. With rising tuition and added expenses, a traditional four-year university can quickly become out of reach. That's where Southwest Tech comes in. The tuition is about 45% less than in-state rates at four-year universities without sacrificing quality or opportunity. With over 60 career-focused programs, hands-on learning, and real-world training, Southwest Tech makes college affordable and achievable. Tour today. Apply anytime. This is where you belong. Learn more at swtc.edu.
Good afternoon. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A Madison man lost his life in a car crash at Devil's Lake State Park. Sunday night at approximately 6:30, the Sauk County Communications Center received multiple reports of a single-vehicle traffic crash on the exit road of Devil's Lake State Park, just south of County Highway DL in the town of Baraboo. Callers advised that the crash involved serious injuries to multiple people. The initial investigation shows that a car was traveling northbound on the one-lane, one-way exit road leaving Devil's Lake State Park. The vehicle was traveling at a high rate of speed and failed to negotiate a sweeping right-hand curve in the roadway. The vehicle departed the road to the left and struck several large trees before coming to rest against a tree. The driver of the vehicle, a 24-year-old man from Madison, died at the scene. Two passengers, a 22-year-old Madison man and a 24-year-old woman from Brilliant, were transported to a regional hospital due to serious life-threatening injuries. The names of those involved are being withheld at this time, pending notification of family. This crash remains under investigation by the Sauk County Sheriff's Office. The Sauk County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources wardens, Baraboo Area Fire and EMS District personnel, UW MedFlight, and the Sauk County Coroner's Office. Madison Democratic State Senator Kelda Royes has entered the race for governor, joining a growing field of Democrats that includes Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley.
Wisconsin, we're in the fight of our lives, for our democracy and our kids' future. But I've been in this fight before. Now, as extremists attack our freedoms while families struggle to get by, we're fighting back together. No matter who you are or where you're from, you deserve the freedom to thrive right now. The best public schools for every child. Quality, affordable health care for every Wisconsinite. Good jobs that don't just pay the bills, but help you build the future you want. Now, with everything on the line, Wisconsin needs a governor who's been training for this moment her whole career and who knows how to deliver. We can't afford to wait. I'm fighting alongside you for our Wisconsin. And together, we are going to win.
Republican candidates include Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and Milwaukee area business owner Bill Berrien. Royce ran in the 2018 Democratic primary, which was won by Governor Tony Evers. Evers is not seeking a third term. Governor Tony Evers has signed an executive order directing the Wisconsin Department of Health Services to use every lever and take every action available to ensure Wisconsinites can access safe, effective vaccines to help keep themselves and their families safe. The governor's announcement comes as the Trump administration continues its efforts to limit access to safe vaccines, including the COVID-19 vaccine, which was originally authorized and approved without cutting corners in safety or effectiveness under the previous Trump administration. The governor's executive order directs DHS to continually monitor and review immunization recommendations, issue guidance on the COVID-19 vaccine, determine whether any additional measures that may be necessary to provide clarity and guidance on other routine vaccines, and as appropriate, directs the chief medical officers to issue a standing order to allow and enable Wisconsinites to take steps to keep themselves and their families safe by getting a vaccine at local pharmacies. Bad news for consumers of a beverage many Wisconsinites love. A new study from Radboud University in the Netherlands shows that mosquitoes are especially attracted to beer drinkers. Researchers had 500 volunteers in Amsterdam filled out questionnaires about their hygiene, diet, and behavior, then placed each participant's arm into a cage of mosquitoes. Beer drinkers were 1.35 times more likely to encounter mosquitoes than those who didn't. Southeast Wisconsin is experiencing a significant increase in mosquitoes due to recent historic flooding. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have fallen 8 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.88 a gallon, according to Gas Buddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 3.9 cents per gallon higher than a month ago and stand 8.5 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.67 a gallon, while the most expensive was $3.59 a gallon, a difference of 92 cents per gallon. The national average price of gasoline has fallen 3.6 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.12 a gallon. The national average is down 1.8 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 2.8 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to Gas Buddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has decreased 2.6 cents compared to a week ago and stands at $3.66 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said the good news is that the transition to cheaper winter gasoline begins today across most of the nation, and with improvements underway in the West Coast market, I expect that average gas prices will continue to decline in the weeks ahead in most states, assuming hurricane season remains quiet. When shopping for team jersey or other sports memorabilia, watch out for fakes. Scammers know that the authentic game used and or autographed items can fetch big bucks, especially for items commemorating big games. When shopping online, it can be hard to trust that a seller or product is genuine. Follow these tips when buying sports memorabilia. Game used items are highly sought after. Buyers prize items that saw action on the court or field as valuable parts of sports history. Consumers should be aware that there is a significant difference between game used and game issued. For example, a game issued jersey was designed for the player to wear, but it may not actually have been worn. There's nothing wrong with selling that game issued item unless the seller scuffs it off up and tries to pass it off as game used for a higher price. Autographs are even trickier. With the use of AutoPen, manufacturers can reproduce ink signatures hundreds of times. Again, there's nothing wrong with selling AutoPen signed items as long as they're not misrepresented as personally signed by the player and priced accordingly. Buyers also need to watch out for online listings that describe items as hand-signed without specifying whose hand signed it. That could be technically correct, but still highly misleading. Outright forgeries can be the hardest to spot, and this issue has plagued collectors for decades. If you don't have time to become an autograph authentication expert, but still want to make purchases, here are some steps you can take. Be wary of deals that seem too good to be true. If the price of an item, collectible or not, is significantly less than what it is on the other well-known retailer sites, this is a red flag that it might be a scam. Research the company before you purchase. If the company is unfamiliar, check BBB.org to see if they have a BBB business profile or BBB scam tracker to see if anyone else has reported them as a scam. Look for contact information on the website, such as a phone number or brick-and-mortar address, as well as a robust social media presence to help determine if the company indeed does exist. Never wire money or use a prepaid debit card as payment. Scammers often request both payment types, and once the money is gone, there is no way to get the money back. Instead, make online purchases with a credit card and only on secure websites. Double-check certificates of authenticity. COAs are the norm for memorabilia purchases, especially for costly items, so it's likely that scammers will try to provide fake ones. A valid COA should state the qualifications and complete contact information of the issuer. Before you trust a COA, ensure it contains full and correct details on who issued it, and then make sure they're a legitimate and reputable authority. If investing in a less expensive purchase that is not offered with a COA, the buyer should still request a written representation from the seller about the authenticity and origin of the item. It is also essential to establish and get a written statement about the item's physical condition before you purchase it. Take extra care at charity auctions. Some scammers target charities by providing donations of fake memorabilia. When considering a bid for an item at a charity auction, be vigilant and watch out for suspicious price valuations and shady authentications. When in doubt about an item, consider donating to the charity rather than an auction purchase. Seek a money-back guarantee. If possible, work with a dealer who can guarantee a full refund of your purchase if you ever discover it's a fraud. Check all terms and conditions of the sale, especially limitations, before buying the item. For more information or further inquiries, contact the Wisconsin BBB at bbb.org/Wisconsin or call 1-800-273-1002. Five dogs have died and a woman is arrested for leaving them in a van for hours over the weekend. The Wisconsin State Journal reports that Madison police were sent to check on the dogs, which appeared to be in distress. Police determined that a 68-year-old woman had left seven Great Danes in her van for more than 5 hours as temperatures rose to 80 degrees. Officers found two of the dogs dead and four were taken to a vet where three had to be euthanized. The State Journal reports one of the dogs is alive and the final dog collapsed in the parking lot of the vet and was seized by animal services. The woman faces tentative charges of mistreatment of animals and mistreatment of animals causing death. It is a sunny 82 degrees in Richland Center at 1218. Community Players of Southwestern Wisconsin has named its cast for Pride and Prejudice. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide receive this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMCHealth.com.
It's 82 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:20. The Community Players of Southwestern Wisconsin will be presenting Pride and Prejudice this fall. Pride and Prejudice is one of the best-known romances in English literature. Written by Jane Austen when she was only 21, it was first published 17 years later in 1813. The main plot recounts the relationship between the witty and independent Lizzie Bennet and the proud but socially awkward Mr. Darcy. After getting off on the wrong foot at their first meeting due to his pride, Lizzie takes an instant dislike to him for her prejudice. As events unfold with the other characters, Lizzie is able to reassess her opinion of Mr. Darcy and see that she was too hasty in her appraisal of his character. The cast includes Emily Zarea as Elizabeth Bennet, Callie Zenzig as Jane Bennet, Ashley Fogle as Mary Bennet, Maddie Kratzenberg as Kitty Bennet, Stella Woodhouse as Lydia Bennet, David Tim as Mr. Bennet, Summer Rowe as Mrs. Bennet, Matt Rowe as Mr. Darcy, Allison Adams as Georgiana Darcy, Elise Staplesling as Lady Anne and Louisa Hurst, Jen Horton as Caroline Bingley and Alicia Woodhouse as Mrs. Gardner, Cameron Cormican as William Lucas and Mr. Gardner, Faith Morga as Charlotte Lucas, Kevin Riley as Mr. Collins, Joanne Tezer as Mrs. Reynolds, Sharon Zales as Catherine DeBorg, and Mrs. Reynolds and Jean Burkett as Catherine DeBorg. Pride and Prejudice will be presented Friday and Saturday, October 10th and 11th, and 17th and 18th at 7, with Sunday matinees at 2 on October 12th and 19th. Tickets will be $15 for adults and $10 for children. All shows will be at the Richland Center City Auditorium. The Milk and a Cheese program recently held its annual fundraising campaign. This was the big push, but donations are accepted year-round. Organizer Ed Chitwood reports that enough funds were raised to purchase just over 800 pounds of cheese for the area food pantries. Tax-deductible monetary donations can be made any time throughout the year by mailing a check payable to Milk and a Cheese, care of Ed Chitwood, 16025 Eddy's Lane, Blue River, 53518. Ed and Linda Chitwood will be hosting the annual Milk and a Cheese Fall Color Hayride Sunday, September 28th at 1. The hayride is free, but free will donations are appreciated and will be used to support the Milk and a Cheese program. The Milk and a Cheese Hayride will start near the Chitwoods' home, take Birds Creek Valley Drive off Highway 60, and then follow the signs to the staging area. Reservations are not necessary, but are appreciated. Reservations can be made by calling 608-537-2340. Be sure to leave a message if you do not get an answer, letting the Chitwoods know how many will be in your party. The American Heart Association is recognizing SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo for its commitment to high-quality heart failure care and its work to improve health outcomes for patients with chronic conditions. The hospital recently received the Get With the Guidelines Rural Heart Failure Silver Award, honoring its success in applying the AHA's evidence-based guidelines to improve outcomes for patients in rural communities. This award reflects performance in heart failure care in 2024 and highlights the hospital's dedication to providing equitable access to expert care. St. Clair Hospital also earned the Get With the Guidelines Heart Failure Gold Plus Award, with inclusion on both the Target Heart Failure Optimal and Target Type 2 Diabetes Honor Rolls. These recognitions underscore the hospital's sustained excellence in heart failure treatment and its proactive approach to managing patients with type 2 diabetes. The AHA's Get With the Guidelines is a proven in-hospital approach to improving patient health outcomes across cardiovascular and stroke care. Each Get With The Guidelines program follows the latest research driving guidelines and measurement while providing clinical teams with data and information that helps continually improve patient care. This month, the American Red Cross is reminding you that giving blood now helps support patients the moment they need medical care. Donors of all types, especially those with types O positive and B negative blood, are asked to make an appointment to give. Three blood drives will be held in the area this week. A blood drive is being held today from 12:30 to 5:30 at the Lone Rock Community Building. Two blood drives will be held tomorrow. The first will be from 11 to 4 at Dodgeville High School. The second will be from 11:30 to 5:30 at the Richland Center Community Center. To book a time to give blood or platelets at any blood drive, visit redcrossblood.org, call 1-800-RED-CROSS, or use the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Preliminary flood risk information and updated flood insurance rate maps are available for review by residents and business owners in Richland County within the Kickapoo River watershed. Property owners are encouraged to review the latest information to learn about local flood risk and potential future flood insurance requirements. Community stakeholders can identify any concerns or questions about the information provided and participate in the 90-day appeal and comment period. The 90-day appeal period will begin Thursday. The preliminary maps and changes from current maps may be viewed online at the FEMA Flood Map Changes Viewer, msc.fema.gov/FMCV. The updated maps were produced in coordination with the local state and FEMA officials. Significant community review of the maps has already taken place, but before the maps become final, community stakeholders can identify any concerns or questions about the information provided and submit appeals or comments. Contact your local floodplain administrator to do so. Appeals must include technical information, such as hydraulic or hydrologic data, to support the claim, and cannot be based on the effects of proposed projects or projects started after the study is in progress. If property owners see incorrect information that does not change the flood hazard information, such as a missing or misspelled road name in the special flood hazard area, or an incorrect corporate boundary, they can submit a written comment. The next step in the mapping process is the resolution of all comments and appeals. Once they are resolved, FEMA will notify communities of the effective date of the final maps. For more information about the flood maps, use a live chat service about flood maps at go.usa.gov/r6c and just click on the live chat icon during operating hours. You can also contact a FEMA map specialist by telephone toll-free at 1-877-FEMA-MAP. That's 1-877-336-2627 or by email at fema-fmix@fema.dhs.gov. The Wisconsin State Patrol is focusing on railroad safety this week. With nearly 3,900 public at-grade railroad crossings and 3,300 miles of active train tracks in the state, rail safety is essential for everyone. In 2024 in Wisconsin, four people were killed and seven injured, and there were 32 railroad grade crossing incidents. An additional five people died and four were injured trespassing on tracks. September 15th through 21st is See Tracks, Think Train Week, formerly Rail Safety Week. More information is at wisconsindot.gov. Today's winners of $50 each in St. Anthony's calendar raffle are Randy Rockweiler with ticket number 568 and Barb Dorn on ticket 915. It's 83 degrees in Richland Center at 1229. Today's vital statistics are next.
From buying your first car to enjoying retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, here for you every step of the way. With insurance products designed exclusively for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most. Plus, save with discounts when you bundle home and auto insurance. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 608-647-2972 or stop by 261 East Court Street, Suite D, Richland Center. Rural Mutual Insurance. Keep Wisconsin strong.
At WCCU Credit Union, we're not just a great place to bank, we're a fantastic place to work. With our Life Comes First philosophy, full-time benefits include 10 paid federal holidays, vacation, sick time, personal, parental, and bereavement leave, health, dental, life, and long-term disability insurance, a pre-tax flex plan, and a 401k retirement program with a more than generous match. Prorated benefits for part-time, too. And hourly staff enjoy Saturday bonus pay. With 12 branches, we have 220-plus employees working together to serve over 41,000 members. Come join our growing team. For current opportunities, visit us at wccu.coop. WCCU is an equal opportunity employer.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
It's 29 minutes before 1 o'clock and 81 degrees in Richland Center. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Charlene May Cowling, 77, of Richland Center, died Friday at UW Health University Hospital in Madison. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this evening from 5 until 7. A private family burial will be held in the Pleasant Ridge Cemetery at a later date. Survivors of Charlene Cowling include a daughter, Vicki and Kelly Schaefer, son, Tom and Val Cowling, special great-grandson, Theo, sisters Sharon Pliner, Sandy and Jerome Durst, Verlin and Alan Stoll, Sue and Lester McBain, Betty and Sean Hatfield, and Tina Taylor. Brothers LaVon and Hilda Hicks, Terry Hicks, and Steve and Sarah Hicks. Also many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Charlene May Cowling, 77, of Richland Center. Brenda Ott, 71, of Boscobel, died Thursday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse after numerous medical complications. A funeral service will be held Wednesday at 11 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel. A private burial service will be held at a later date. Friends may call at the church Wednesday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorial donations can be made to Boscobel Area Lions Club, St. John's Lutheran Church, Boscobel EMS, or Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics Foundation. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Brenda Ott is survived by two children, Sarah and Andy Dalton, and Ethan Ott and Dean, a grandson, three sisters, Trudy and Marvin Brown, Deb and Tom Bells, and Susie and Dan Beinborn, a brother, Robbie and Julie Blair, and numerous nieces and nephews. Brenda Ott, 71, of Boscobel. Richard A. Ewing, 76, of Viroqua, died Thursday at home. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center Friday from 11 until 2. Burial will be held at the Mill Creek Cemetery at a later date. Richard Ewing is survived by his wife, Val, daughter, Stephanie and Steve Waite of Johnson Creek, two stepchildren, Edward and Megan Matheene of Kenosha, and Jeremy Matheene of Wausau, many grandchildren, a sister, Mary Ann and Mark Klein of Lehigh, Utah, an aunt and many other relatives and friends. Richard A. Ewing, 76, of Viroqua. Louis E. Louis Williams, 98, of Richland Center, died Friday. A funeral mass will be held Friday at 11:30 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Friday from 9:30 until the time of mass at 11:30. Memorials may be made to Pine Valley Foundation or St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church. The Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Louis Williams is survived by his children, Thomas and Jane Williams of Richland Center, Chris and Diana Williams of Eau Claire, Cecilia and Steve Salutis of Grafton, David and Karen Williams of Round Rock, Texas, Mary Lou and Tony Preston of Keller, Texas, and Ruthie and Todd Lemke of Rosholt, 11 grandchildren and 6 great-grandchildren. Louis E. Louis Williams, 98, of Richland Center. Neil H. Jorgensen, 86, of Verona, died September 8th following a courageous battle with cancer. A memorial service will be held Saturday, October 11th at 2:30 at Kingdom Hall in Middleton. Friends may call at Kingdom Hall Saturday, October 11th from 1:30 until the time of service at 2:30. In lieu of flowers, a donation can be made to a hospice care center of your choice, Worldwide Work of Jehovah's Witnesses, or a charity of your preference. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home assisted the family with arrangements. Neil Jorgensen is survived by his wife of 61 years, Margaret, 2 sons, Mark and Jennifer of Middleton, and Todd and Karen of Owensville, Indiana, 3 grandchildren, 2 step-granddaughters, 2 step-great-grandchildren, siblings Barbara Heberling of Wahala, South Carolina, and Lars Jorgensen of Manisca, Minnesota, brother-in-law Vern and Rita Aketz of Sextonville, Cheryl and Patrick Crook of Richland Center, as well as other nieces, nephews, relatives, and friends. Neil H. Jorgensen, 86, of Verona.
BL Signs, located near Richland Center, is a full-service sign design and construction company dedicated to crafting all types of interior and exterior signage. Known for high-quality custom work, BL Signs offers competitive pricing and reliable on-time delivery. From electronic message centers to interior door signs, they handle it all, tailoring solutions for large and small businesses and everything in between. For all your signage needs, trust the experts at BL Signs, 647-0149 today.
At Courtin Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we know home isn't built in a day, it's built in the little moments, movie nights, family dinners, and mornings at the cabin. That's why we're more than just a furniture store. We're your hometown partners for every room, every home, every season of life. From durable everyday pieces to stylish designs for your getaway, you'll find trusted brands, personalized service, and small-town care you can count on. Courtin Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where small-town trust meets big-city style. Visit us today in downtown Richland Center.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Nick and Lindsay Perna and Corey and Brenda Olson. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates.
Well, we continue to see some very summer-like conditions across the area, thanks to a feed of air coming in from the southern U.S. right toward Wisconsin. Temperatures will remain a good 10 to 12 degrees above normal through the weekend, but we'll also have some scattered rain chances. We've been tracking a couple of showers and thunderstorms across portions of central through north-central Wisconsin today. Those are shifting northeast away from us, but the weak system will be kind of stuck over Wisconsin the next couple of days, so some more spotty showers could flare up even around here, but they would be very brief in nature. We do anticipate a better chance some more widespread shower activity working in as we head toward the weekend. That's when we might see a half inch or more total, and that threat of rain could continue into early next week as well. The forecast for the rest of today, partly cloudy and rather warm for this time of the year. High temperature in the middle 80s, south wind between 4 and 8 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, patchy fog late with a low of 59 degrees. And tomorrow, partly sunny, continued unseasonably warm. Isolated showers or thunderstorms are possible in the afternoon, with a high near 84. Wednesday night, spotty showers early, then partly cloudy. Areas of fog could form with a low of 59. Thursday, mixed skies and continued warm, high of 83, a small chance of a shower or thunderstorm. As we head into Friday, mostly cloudy, showers likely by the early afternoon, possibly a thunderstorm. Low in the upper 50s, high near 76. Saturday, spotty showers and storms during the day, perhaps more widespread at night, low 59, high 77. Sunday, mostly cloudy, some periods of showers and storms again, heaviest late, low 60, high of 77. And Monday, rain is still likely, especially in the morning, breaks of sun later in the day, low 60 with a high of 74. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 82 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 87, our low this morning was 58. Our high so far today, 83. The record high for this date, set in 1939, is 96. The record low, 33, was set in 1966. Last year's high was 86 with a low of 55. Sunset tonight will be at 7:10, with sunrise tomorrow at 6:43. Currently in Richland Center, we have northerly winds at 3 to 5 miles per hour. The barometer is at 30.13. Relative humidity is 58% and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 83 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Keeping yourself and passersby safe during harvest, today on Farm to Fork. 4 months ago, I began airing a message about the possibility that the dozen regional centers for agricultural safety and health were at risk of closing because of funding cuts. I've now learned that those funds will not be shut off and that the centers may continue operating. One center representative said, quote, "We are convinced that media visibility and support helped turn the tide." So, let's pick up where I left off with our 2025 Farm Safety and Health campaign. There never seems to be enough time in the day to get all your farm work done. You're tempted to cut corners, but doing so can put you at risk of injury or worse. I urge you to resist the temptation. Play it safe. So what if it takes longer? You live to farm another day. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Farmers have a lot on their minds during harvest season, and Dan Neenan wants to make sure that safety is included. Neenan heads the National Education Center for Agricultural Safety in Piasta, Iowa.
The days are getting shorter, so you're going to see these big pieces of equipment out onto the roadway later into the evening. We're getting darker earlier in the evening, so the chances that ag equipment is going to meet with the motoring public is pretty good this time of year.
Neenan says non-farmers who travel country roads also need to be safety conscious this time of year.
Ag equipment will be making turns into farmsteads. The motoring public, you have to obey the law, and you can only pass farm equipment in passing zones. You can't pass it in no passing zones. But we see a lot of collisions that occur between the motoring public and the farming community when tractors and the combines are turning left into farmsteads about the same time that the motoring public is trying to pass.
Neenan offers an additional safety tip related to harvest time.
We always want to take a look at the fire extinguishers that are in the shed and in the combine. Are they charged? Are they ready to go? The first aid kits. Do you have a farm first aid kit that's stocked and ready to go?
There's more at NorthShoreProductions.com. And be listening to this show and others on this station for National Farm Safety and Health Week programming next week. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
I'm Brent Barnett with the latest agribusiness news on Brownfield. Pioneer, the one that started it all, the one that still turns heads, the one to beat. Plant the 100th season of Pioneer at pioneer.com/100. U.S. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins says the USDA now has staff on the ground in Mexico to help in the fight against New World screwworm.
We are not just able to accept the data from our friends in Mexico. Hope to always be able to trust their data, but this is too important. We've got to verify the data.
She tells Brownfield building a strong working relationship with Mexico has been critical.
When I first started, we couldn't even land our planes several days of the week, which had the flies on the Mexican side of the border.
An ag economist says there's been mixed trade in the commodity markets this week. Greg McBride with Allendale says corn futures continue to evaluate Friday's supply and demand report.
We did lower ending stocks by 7 million bushels, but the expectation was somewhere near 100 million that they were looking to decrease.
He tells Brownfield global trade has been a bright spot for corn.
We do have phenomenal demand in the export side of things for corn, so that's helping.
McBride says the report wasn't a big factor for soybean prices. An ag lending expert says early financial planning could help farmers be better positioned heading into next year. Brownfield's Aaron Anderson has more from the Farm Science Review in London, Ohio.
Bob Siegel, Regional Vice President of Agricultural Lending at Farm Credit Mid-America, says farmers should keep a close eye on their balance sheets.
Having accurate data is a foundation for great decision-making in these type of environments. Help farmers and producers to see the full picture of their economic situation, including profit margins, working capital, and total net worth to build a plan to be proactive for the future.
He tells Brownfield, building a strong network of advisors can help producers with risk management strategies.
Their lender definitely needs to have a seat at that table, so as challenges exist, it's really important to be proactive and communicate with your lender and try to be a partner with them as well.
Siegel says being proactive and planning ahead will be key as margins are expected to stay tight in 2026. From the Farm Science Review in London, Ohio, I'm Aaron Anderson for Brownfield.
Nitrogen loss and disease pressure could compromise corn stands going into harvest. Dan Bjorklund is a technical agronomist with Landis Cooperative and says record rainfall this summer resulted in nutrient deficiencies and widespread cases of tar spot and southern rust.
I've been in several fields the last 10 days that did not have fungicide. We knew that going in. So I just wanted to check the quality of the stocks. They're paper.
He tells Brownfield that wind gusts above 40 miles per hour could probably knock some of the crop over. More news online at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Looking for a seed buying experience that's more humanized? Ready to trade a company that's oversized for an independent brand that's right-sized? Searching for elite hybrids that have been optimized, tested in your geography, and localized? Did we run out of words that rhyme, so now we have to use metaphysicized? Maybe so. But if you answered yes to any of these questions, then it's probably time you get Wiffleized. Choose Wiffle's hybrids this season, and let's get familiarized.
For top quality post-frame buildings, see Burnham Lumber Company of Rui. Burnham's has been constructing buildings in the tri-state area since 1954. That's 70 years of building experience. Machine sheds, cattle sheds, freestall and amp, parlor setups, garages, insulated shops, storage and commercial buildings, residential shouses, and much more, all built to your exact needs. Call 943-6323 today to schedule your construction project. Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, recognized by the NFBA and the FBA as an accredited post-frame builder.
Direct cash cattle business is quiet and cash hogs are off to a strong start. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity remains quiet. Bids and asking prices have been slow to surface. Show lists this week are mixed. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until the latter half of the week. At the Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers weighing less than 750 pounds were $2 to $10 lower. Heavier weight steers were $3 lower to $8 higher. Feeder heifers were $2 to $15 lower. The USDA says both supply and demand were moderate. The offering consisted of mostly plain-type cattle. Receipts were down on the week and the year. Medium and large one-feeder steers, 652 to 698 pounds, brought $365 to $396. Feeder steers, 755 to 795 pounds, brought $353 to $372. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 655 to 697 pounds, brought $340 to $367. Boxed beef was sharply lower at midday with light demand for moderate offerings. Choice was down $2.70 at $395.83. Select was $2.86 lower at $375.94. Cash hogs have no comparison at midday with very large negotiated purchases. Processors have been more aggressive in their procurement efforts to start the day. Demand for U.S. pork continues to be relatively strong globally despite China's inconsistent buying habits. Domestic demand remains solid, likely benefiting from pork's competitive price in the retail space. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct had a base range of $102 to $108 and a weighted average of $105.97. The weighted average for the Iowa Minnesota was $105.91 and the weighted average for the Western Corn Belt was $106.03. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $80. At Illinois, slaughter sale prices were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $70 to $82, and barrows and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $63 to $73. Pork values were sharply lower at midday, down $2.31 at $111.76. There was weakness across the board in all the primals. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
You're not in the habit of leaving yield in the field. You don't let the acres hole out on you. No bushel of corn gets left behind. That's why you choose top performers like DeKalb brand VT4 Pro with RNAi technology. It's got gigantic performance potential with the research to prove it. And five modes of action to protect against pests. Ready to go for the yield? Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
It's another season of Green Bay Packers football, and I've got you covered every step of the way with the Title Town Report. Hi, I'm Bill Scott. Each weekday, I'll bring you the latest news on the Green Bay Packers, injuries, game previews, post-game reaction, and insight you won't get anywhere else. From training camp to the playoffs, it's your daily connection to the green and gold. Don't miss a report this season. Catch Bill Scott's Title Town Report free and on demand at WRN.com.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetoon with Tempe Cox Realty with sales, results, and upcoming events. We had a small crowd, large squares topped at $180 a ton, and large rounds at $105 a ton. Call 608-723-4020 for more info. We have a few auctions coming up. Keep an eye out on our website. We have realtors looking to sell your real estate. Give us a call, 608-723-4020, or go to www.timsecoxrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetoon. Have a great day.
Soybeans and corn are higher, cattle are lower, hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Plan your potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Turn potential into reality by planting the best genetics from Stein and leveraging the extensive knowledge of their agronomic experts. Soybeans are up today, 5% of the crops harvested, and near-term conditions generally look favorable for activity. While domestic demand's solid, the lack of export demand from China is a concern. November beans are up 7 at 10.49 and 3 quarters. January 7 and a quarter higher at 10.69. October bean meal's up a dollar and a dime at 286.30. October bean oil's 90 points higher at 52.66. Corn is up on short covering, 7% of the crops harvested, with generally good progress expected this week. The trade's also watching planting activity in Argentina and Brazil. December corn 6 higher at 4.29 and a quarter. March is up 6 at 4.47. And wheat's higher. Winter wheat planting's a little bit slower than normal, and the spring wheat harvest is close to wrapping up. Any sustained upside, though, might be limited by the large global supply. December Chicago's 8.75 higher at 5.33 3/4. December Kansas City's up 9.5 at 5.23 1/2. December Minneapolis is 3.25 higher at 5.75. Live and feeder cattle are lower, pressured by profit-taking, but contracts are up from the session lows for the most part. Box beef at midday was down sharply. October live's 137 lower, 233.22. December's down 125 at 235.02. October feeders are down 10 lower at 354.40. November feeder cattle are down 75 at 349.50. And hogs are mixed on spread trade and questions about sustained demand. Pork was down at midday. Cash business is steady, essentially. October lean is 20 lower at 97.32. The December contract is down 55 at 88.30. The Dow's down 135 points. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Back in 1933, a new car only cost about $600, and a gallon of gas was around 18 cents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and while we can't make the cost of gas or cars go down, we can help you with auto insurance, now offering GEICO. Contact us at richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137.
Better dairy makes better ice cream. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. While ice cream isn't exactly a health food, it does have some healthful attributes. Sam Rose is the cream executive officer for Rosebud Ice Cream. He says that was something he took into consideration when starting his company.
So many brands were trying to just be ice cream that wasn't ice cream, like dairy-free, keto, and all these things.
Rose doesn't have a background in the dairy industry, but he says he had to learn quickly.
Having real high-quality dairy is honestly like what makes a huge difference. So, and learning about like the different butterfat percentages and the different, you know, ways to mix, you know, custard versus American style ice creams, things like that. Obviously, dairy is pretty critical in that.
He tells Brownfield taking part of the Midwest Dairy Accelerator program made a difference.
Interesting takeaway I got was that with a dairy product, there's so much protein and stuff in there that you can create a very natural product that's protein packed without putting a bunch of scoops of powders and stuff in there. You know, you can really just harness the power of the dairy itself to get this superfood.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, McKenna Martin from Darlington High School, for her commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
McKenna plays on the golf team and enjoys the constant challenge of the sport. She's involved in 4-H, FFA, among other organizations. And when she's not busy with that, she's helping on the family farm.
Farming has taught me a lot of things. That hard work is one of the best things you can do.
There's times when her friends are kicking back and relaxing, going to movies, but McKenna said she's not feeling sorry for herself.
I do my best to get stuff done before I even go out. Like, I do all the chores, but it really doesn't bother me.
She plans to study physical or occupational therapy in college, picking that career path based on experience.
I was a kid that was in physical therapy a lot for my leg issues. I want to help people get back to their normal living, and how to help them accomplish that quickly is to help them get back to their normal life.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. Well, it's summer, the time of year we're supposed to spend time barefoot, relax under a tree, maybe throw something on the grill, take the weekend off. But if you're like me, it's also a very busy time of year. The days are longer, but still not quite long enough. So with that said, it's essential that you get your errands done efficiently. We've got hardware, plumbing, electrical, paint, lawn and garden, fasteners, ag supplies, pet supplies, groceries, and booze. I'm often amazed by the variety of items that my customers find in a trip to our store. Where else can you get construction adhesive, a wax ring for your toilet, stainless steel fender washers, dog food, a six-pack of beer, and a gallon of Sassy Cow milk all in one stop? Talk about a one-stop shop. We're still working on our store updates. The new automatic front door system goes in next, so please pardon our dust as we get that construction done. We are, as always, your great big store with small town smiles and appreciate you shopping local.
The 1 o'clock news today, sponsored by Richland Family Prescription Center, open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 6, offering handicapped accessibility, durable medical equipment, Medicaid and Medicare services, and delivery. Experience friendly, caring service because your health is their priority.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A judge has dismissed two state charges, including a terrorism count against Luigi Mangione. He's the man